Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen. Dreams do come true. I seem to have a frog in my throat. This happened. And sorry, I apologize. And I am so excited and thrilled and honored to share with you today the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear Laura Lysak. Aloha, Laura.
Aloha, Iris. I'm so excited to be with you today.
I'm so excited to have you and share you with our listeners. And for those of you who don't know, Laura is a channel and transmitter for Kuan Yin and has been for 14 years. And we'll explain what that means. She's also the founding director of the Kuan Yin Creation Center, and we're going to receive an emanation, is that what you call it, from the beloved Kuan Yin today?
Yes, we're going to receive energy from Kuan Yin and also ignition in ourselves. We will be activated in these energies in the process of Kuan Yin sharing them today, and everyone will be receiving a huge column of energy right down through their body to ignite what is most powerful for them right now and give that energy out to the planet. So we are going to not only ignite ourselves, we're going to be doing a planetary ignition together. So,
woo-hoo! Well, I want to say that that is always my purpose. My vision is that every life stream will walk this planet as a God-victorious ascended master with all abilities, powers, and blessings and gifts that we came in with from Source when we knew who we were.
Yes.
And I don't feel like I said that very good, but I feel that you share the same vision.
Oh, absolutely. And I do feel that we are in need of connecting so deeply with that Source these days, because this planetary acceleration that is happening because of that connection. So as we give ourselves more and more of that power that we know is our true self, and we bring it through our physical bodies and ground it into this dimension, we dimensionally shift right now. We dimensionally shift the structures of this reality.
And it's high time, isn't it?
Oh, it's so exciting, Iris. Isn't it exciting?
It is exciting. And I don't want to interfere in any way with what Kuan Yin visualizes here. And I want to explain what it is to ground in and bring in ascended master energies. Would you do that?
Oh.
And about mudras and those things.
Okay, I'm very happy to. Number one, I am an igniter in my physical body with the energies of Kuan Yin. I'm not a sort of a traditional channel. I have an energy acceleration that happens in my body.
Laura, I can't hear you too well right now. Can you maybe adjust your phone or speak a little louder or something?
Okay, can you hear me better
now? Oh, that's much better.
Thank you. Okay.
I want people to get this.
Okay. All right. Well, Kuan Yin is an activator of accelerated creative force right now.
Accelerated creative force? I am writing that down. Accelerated creative force.
Yes, and as we are experiencing this dimensional shift that is happening in our reality right now, the creative force moving through us and through this planet is accelerating. It's becoming faster. More creation is happening at the same time. More power is available to us to give to other people and to create what we want for ourselves and for the planet. So as we accelerate in this creative force, more and more and more is possible to give to each other in this power. And in the process of sharing this power, this new dimensional structure is built for us. Is this making any sense to you?
Yes. In fact, I think that before you started bringing Kuan Yin in, that you craved and asked for and desired with all your heart a way to facilitate the shift.
Absolutely.
For a long time, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And Kuan Yin answered your call. You know, I remember years ago, I said, when I was 30, Laura, I said, okay, what do I want the rest of my life to be about? And I prayed and I said, God, I want to be the kind of the facilitator of healing that Christ was. And I want all of those things. I want to precipitate, levitate, roller skate, operate outside of time and space, be an absolute master of my body, come and go from it at will, and overcome every obstacle and limitation, including so-called death. Mm. And I just feel like I want to say people need to ask, and it will be given, and that will be their part of the planetary shift. And, you know, some people would think what you're doing is so weird. And I want people to be open to that because more and more people are being called. I know of a guy that was a truck driver, and he was driving down the road. He thought he was a truck driver. And he just saw a completely different reality. He drove into it, and he was shown to do these beautiful paintings that came through from the Ascended Master's octave. And I believe we are all here to make heaven now.
Mm, absolutely.
To make heaven.
And we create it together.
Yes. And we're the SWAT team, you know, the ground forces. And we need to call forth the Ascended Master's assistance, and that is what you have done, and I just thank you with all my heart, and I call everyone to do that, everyone that's on the threshold here, and I feel like that's part of your service is igniting that.
Mm. And it's absolutely, thank you so much for hearing it, Iris, because what I do in my work is ignite as many people as I can to accelerate in their creation, in their unique gifts, in their way of sharing their excitement and their joy in the world, so that we can all give that to each other, and that our economy and our delight is based on us sharing our gifts. And so many people think that they need to work in job situations that are not exciting to them to support their lives and their children. And if we were all in excitement and sharing what we love and who we are and excited about helping others to be more powerful in themselves as much as giving that to ourselves at the same time, we would have an entirely different economy.
And you know what? It can start today. Do you know, about 35 years ago, and you stop me if I'm talking too much or taking it away from where Kuan Yin wants to go. And if we want to just go into Kuan Yin right now, we can, but I sort of feel like we're laying a foundation here somehow.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Years and years and years ago, I read all of the prosperity things, and my husband and I applied them, and we lived lavishly. However, we were always stressed for money. We never knew where our house payment was going to come from. And, I mean, we lived in some mansions, and it came every month. You know what I mean? Then a few years ago, I went, I'm going to read all those things again because I don't think we should still be struggling with this. I don't think this should still be tricky. And when I did, I saw that the one thing that we had not consistently done was tithe 10%. And I started doing that. I did a little income book, and if I got a gift card, whatever I got that was any kind of income, I wrote it in my income book, and I tithed on it right then, 10%, and I did it by saying, God, what is it that you want done? And immediately, I made a success covenant with God, and I said, this is what I want. And basically, it was, I never want to worry about money again. And I didn't put it that. I just always want to feel free, and I just always want to feel trusting, and I just always want to have it easily at my fingertips. And from that day forth, it has been that way. And I have worried about bills and realized I already paid them a month ago. You know, and I've been continually surprised. And what I'm saying is it can start today if people start knowing that God is the source, that our I Am presence is the source. It is within us, and we just need to ask and give back 10%. However we are divinely guided, it is so important. It is so important. And I want to hear what Kuan Yin has to say about prosperity. So I feel like I'm talking too much, and
I know that, Laura.
But
I would like to give a little bit of an introduction to how I work, and
okay.
And then we can move into Kuan Yin portion of this session. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And then I think it would be great if you ask Kuan Yin that question directly.
I will, and I'd like to ask her ideas about tithing.
Absolutely. I'm not sure I've ever heard her directly ask those questions, so I'm curious myself.
Well, you know, I always have the person on that I want to, I feel like there's something for me to learn, and I see lights all around that. And then I ask all of my questions. I'm sort of like the cosmic Johnny Carson. Okay, so tell us how you work.
All right. Well, as I was explaining earlier, I am a full body channel for Kuan Yin. She comes through into my physical body. It's not just a voice or a thought that comes through me. She physically takes over my body. My arms and legs are moving. She moves in mudra and almost a dance sometimes, especially when she's doing energy work. My feet will be stretching out and moving very much like a dakini in a Tibetan tonka, like the way perhaps Tara or the goddesses look in the Tibetan paintings. My feet move like that. My hands are moving very, very quickly. I can understand why Kuan Yin's paintings have what people call 10,000 arms, because when Kuan Yin is working through me, my hands are shaking and moving as quickly as it may look like I have lots and lots of hands. And she is running energy through me and sending it directly to whoever is in need of it. When she grounds energy through me, what she's able to do then is connect to others and ground through their physical bodies also. So it takes a physical body to create this connection of these energies into the planetary structure, and then she is able to give it out to whomever is in need of it or is desiring to receive it. And so what will happen to those listening who want to receive these energies is that the central column of your body will be opened up energetically. And it's best to be sitting straight up in your chair and prop your back up if you need to keep your spine straight. It's the most efficient way to receive these energies. And allow the energy to come right down through you, almost like a bolt of lightning, but it's a column of energy. The central column of your body will open up and will be wider than it is right now. And new energy bodies and energy structures that are being used to accelerate us physically in consciousness right now will come right down into your body, and they will ground through you. So this connection between you and the earth is very important here. This allows the energy to come out to everyone else in the planet. If we don't ground, the energy doesn't move from us to others in the same power. So that's what's going to be happening to you. It's a lot of fun. The dimensional structures that are accelerated here are the ones that are needed right now in the planetary transition we're going through. So you will receive whatever is most pertinent in this time. And your physical body will be ignited in that process. So you will have a lot more energy in your body to work with, a lot more to use in your creative experiences in your life, in your projects, in your work. And you may find that you have more energy than you know what to do with. The important thing to remember that is that this is creative energy. So you can give it to whatever it is you focus on. And this is where we're talking about manifestation, Iris. This energy is accelerating our manifestations. This is accelerated creative force. So it's moving through you very quickly, and whatever you're focusing on is what's going to happen. So it's very important, if you are feeling ill or feeling things are not what you want them to be in your life, in this energy today, tell yourself it is all right to receive something else. It's important to make that shift. So
it is all right to receive something else.
Yes, to decide to create something new for yourself.
Well, you know what? I think there's been a lot of boredom on the planet, you know, jadedness, and been there, done that. And I think what people really, really want is that sense of joy and wonder that is childlike and open to create something entirely new.
Yes, and excitement. You know?
Yes, excitement and thrill, you know, like when I tune into this energy. Now, I wanted to say how I came in contact with you is somebody that I went to Egypt with in 91 and hadn't heard a peep from in 17 years calls me up and says, Iris, I've done a lot of things, and I know you've done a lot of things, but this is the best thing I've ever done, and I want you to talk to her. And I want you to have her on your radio show. And I went, okay. And I just felt that right then. And I have to say that I have been feeling, as soon as I sat down to meditate today, I've been feeling this column of light you're talking about. And it is exquisite. It is exquisite. And I just want to really invite people to really open to this and open to your very, very, very highest that you can imagine, and then know that your I Am Presence has imagined it quite a bit better than you have. And just, that's what you're saying, right?
There is so much energy that's available to you right now that you won't know what to do with it until you feel it.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. So let yourself have it. Decide it's going to be a wonderful ride.
Mm-hmm.
And choose to enjoy yourself as much as possible in this process. I say that to everyone because all these choices that I'm speaking to you about right here are what opens the doors for the energies to come through.
Mm.
This accelerated creative force does not want to kick up the problems that we've had or the disruptions that we've had. It wants to create excitement for this reality. So the biggest choice we can make right now is to choose excitement. You could just make that as a blanket statement. I would suggest everyone that's listening, choose excitement right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing it down.
Balloons. And then you open the door. Do you see? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And the creation is happening so quickly in this planet right now, in this accelerated time, and it's going to continue to accelerate, that we don't have a lot of time to play around with talking about our old traumas and our old stories. Because as you can almost feel it, as you talk about something that happened before that didn't work for you, you will recreate it in the new energies.
No, thank you. Been there, done that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so now,
let's do something fun now.
Yes, absolutely. And so all it takes is a choice. And that's a choice. Let's do something fun now. boom, you've got the energies totally aligned in a new possibility. That's all it took.
Woohoo! Well, I love it, Miss Laura. Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to give the floor to Kuan Yin, and I am going to talk with you all later. And
all right.
And I do want to mention that there's a lot of information on our website about this, if this is sounding a little unfamiliar, or if you want to know more. We're at kuanyincenter.org, kuanyincenter.org. I want to make sure I say that now, because once I get into trance, I don't remember details.
Well, don't worry. I will remind, and I have a number of questions here I wanted to ask both you and Kuan Yin. So.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Iris. All right, so I will, this is going to take about a minute or so for me to let Kuan Yin come into my body. And you will know when she's here. Have fun.
Thank you. I will.
My dear one, what are we going to talk about in this opportunity to create excitement en masse?
And what? Excitement
en masse, my dear ones, with millions of people together at one time.
Beloved Kuan Yin, welcome and thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us for eons of time. Thank you for being everywhere present and being a bodhisattva for the upliftment of all life, I thank you with all my heart.
We are very grateful to be of service, my dear one. We are all working together at this time to accelerate in this connection what is important in this reality right now. You are planning out a lot of powerful things, all of the ones here that are exciting to themselves. So let us continue our conversation, and we will see what we can do together at this time.
Well, I want to be sure that first and foremost, we make an opening for you to give what you most want to see as appropriate to transmit at this time for people individually and for the planet and the cosmos. And I have some questions I would like to ask you that have been on my mind.
What would you like to ask, my dear one?
Well, my darling, the other day I saw someone that apparently, you know, loves her little dog, hit it. And I sort of felt all the cruelty on the planet at once, just all the ways we have made each other suffer. And I recently talked to someone who said, when people stop slaughtering and killing animals and eating them and using them for leather and doing things, experimenting on them and doing things that cause pain and suffering, that the lion will lie down with the lamb and we will have peace. There won't be any more wars. And I just wanted to hear what you have to say about that, because I dearly and deeply love animals and really honor them. And yet I feed my cats chicken. You know, so I just really want to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, a lot of power moving into this reality, my dear, at this time. A lot of different kinds of energies want to come through to the beings that are in this reality right now. A lot of different energies are coming through to the ones that are excited about being in this reality. It is important to remember that necessary adjustments are happening in the physical bodies as this acceleration is occurring. So there are people that are a little bit less than, shall we say, exciting. At certain points in time, they have things coming out of their bodies that are not perhaps exciting to them either right now. They see themselves as difficult in different situations because they are concerned about what is going on in this reality. They are wanting to find a new solution to things, a new way of being perhaps in their lives, but are concerned about what has gone on in the past, as you are talking right now, dear one. But you notice that the shifts are occurring also. You notice that new energy wants to come through the different kinds of situations that are occurring in this reality. You see that people have new ideas about what is possible in this reality. They have new opinions to give to one another as to what can be done in this reality right now. And we suggest at this time, my dear one, we look at each other in this possibility as to what is most important to create at this time. What can we give to each other in this energy that will give all of us the excitement that is necessary at this time to create dimensional structures of accelerated creative force? We manage to give ourselves energy, my dear one, by thinking about the exciting possibilities that are available to us. With another person in our lives that is exciting also, their energy becomes a connector into this support system of these new energies that are accelerating in this reality. So each person that we experience in our connections is another person that allows this new energy to move into this reality. If two or three people can come together in this energy, numerous ignitions can happen. Numerous people will ignite from that center of energy, shall we say, of three people coming together. By the time we have a number of people sharing consciousness, my dear, in these energy structures, numerous dimensional structures can be given to this reality. And that is what occurs in a situation as we are in right now. As you are making this experience occur, my dear, of numerous beings connecting together in consciousness at the same time, we will be able to share numerous levels of energies for this reality. We will give new support into this reality that is necessary right now. So if you are able to walk with me in this process this afternoon, then we can all share this consciousness in a manner that allows those who are having difficulty with their animals or in their lives feel more excited about themselves also. So we can give this energy to numerous beings who will feel a lot more excited about being here right now. If they can heal in themselves the parts that are hurting, perhaps they will not need to feel disruptive to another person. Do you understand? If we have those choices made inside of us that allow us to give this energy out to numerous beings, we will give numerous beings excitement at this time.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying. Let me give this a really simple distillation the way I got it.
All right.
You're saying, I think, that whatever we see is to bring those new shifts of energy into that consciously and to ask for new divine, gentle solutions for the animals and, you know, new possibilities.
And what new possibilities would you like to see, my dear one?
For animals, I'd like to see everyone, everywhere, love, cherish, honor, appreciate every animal like this little kitten I got at the Humane Society. And he's an angel. And he's been teaching me about how precious and dear and jewel-like every single living being is, and that we stop treating any part of life like it's a disposable paper cup, and just really love each other and each being the way I love this little kitten.
What do you think is going on in that little kitten that helps you so much in your life, my dear one?
He is totally innocent. He's very excited. Everything, he's just looking for something to play all the time.
What do you think a person in this reality, in that connection, would become?
The little child that enters into the kingdom.
Indeed, my dear, we all are wanting to receive that kind of innocence, yes? That excitement.
Yes,
that
yes.
That playfulness, yes?
And that joy in living.
Each person, this is wanting to ignite, my dear one.
Yes. So you're saying to call your energy, that igniting energy, into every situation that we see, and that opens the divine possibilities. Is that what you're saying?
We're all in connection here. So in this connection, we are able to transmute whatever difficulties are going on in this reality by deciding to enjoy our bodies together. It comes into connectedness in the energy structures that are wanting to ground right now in this reality. So if your physical body is needing to ignite, it is because it wants to give energy to others. It wants to help others. It wants to have some place to give this energy out, you see? It needs to playfully share itself at this time with others who are wanting to create in this excitement also. So
and
what do you see going on inside of you right now, my dear one, that would be helpful to others in this time frame?
What do I see going on within myself?
Yes, that would be helpful to others.
Well, I've always been willing to stand up and ask for more, you know, to say, I don't think this is fun what we're playing, that we can do more than this, we can have more than this. I want to encourage people to have more than they've been asking for, and ask for more, and know God, I am, wants to give it to them, wants them to have it. And I guess, in a sense, I've always been sort of what people consider a spoiled brat. Do you know what I mean?
What do you think a spoiled brat that has that other people do not?
What do I think a spoiled brat has that other people do not? Well, one thing is that they will call it like they see it and say, wait a minute, I don't think we should be playing this. It's bullshit. Let's do something else. And then asking for it. And when people tell them it isn't available, just like a three-year-old just keeps saying, well, so? Or like a cat, you know, they don't say, please, could we have some food? Is there any food? They say, feed me now. You are the servant.
It is up to you to decide what is important to your body, yes? And so a person who has a surety about what they want and that it is going to be there for them, yes, is an assurance that they are in their own creative connection here. They are the ones who are calling the shots, so to speak, yes? They have decided it is all right to create what they want in their reality. And it
yes.
is important that all of us have that assurance, yes?
Yes, it is important. And it's important to make a place in ourselves to accept that. And I feel like that's something I can give to people. I've made a place in myself to accept that.
And what is going on right now, my dear one, is that a million people want to accept these possibilities of accelerating creation in their bodies at this time. And let us continue in that process together, all right? So that all of us can fulfill our purpose here today, in your purpose of wanting to share this energy, and all of the beings that are listening coming together to receive it and to give it to one another. We are going to make the option occur right now that all beings accelerate in consciousness. So it is a time for us at this point in our conversation to let our bodies connect in that manner, all right?
Yes.
So let us continue in this accelerated creative force that we have been conversing about so that you all can feel it in your bodies. And we will be opening up new energies inside of you while we are speaking right now. You are opening up inside of your physical bodies. You're grounding this energy right down through your central column of your physical body, letting it accelerate as it comes into this reality, as it comes through to this reality connection that we are creating together. We are going to give this energy out to all the beings that are in need of it. So each person here is a conduit of consciousness right now. So you can feel it in your body while we are speaking. You can give it to yourself at this time. Thank your body for allowing this to occur. Thank yourself for giving this energy out to this reality. And thank each person who is connecting in this energy to give it to each other. That is most important at this time. So each person giving this energy through to this reality has grounded enormous amount of energy already. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear ones. Now notice the difference in your body as we are working together. Notice what is coming down through your physical body. Amma, 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 thank your physical body for allowing this to occur. And thank yourself for giving this energy to this reality. Amasatakyam, Amasatakyam. Do you feel it in your body right now?
I do.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear one. Are you opening up in this energy?
I am.
Thank you for giving it to yourself. And we are going to continue this experience for the next 20 minutes, yes? So while we finish our conversation. So each one of you is opening this energy inside of you. Each one of you is giving it into this reality. And each one is letting this reality accelerate in this process. Thank you. All right then. Iris, are you ready to ask another question? Are you available to ask us another question?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to continue to accelerate this consciousness while we are speaking, all right?
I feel that. What can people do, and how can people continue to be prosperous? And I've been doing a series on prosperity with people, and to me, what prosperity means is having absolute freedom to be, do, have, give. Whatever I choose to give, and to be absolutely, to live the way I choose. And
what do you think is going on inside of you when acceleration is happening, shall we say? Yes, as you are making these statements about what it is you want to create for yourself, what do you think is occurring?
What do I think is occurring?
Yes.
I think that I am magic, and whatever I say or whatever I write in my magic book is done. And
there's something inside of you right now that is accelerating.
Yes, and being willing to receive that which I ask for. And I also do not ask just for myself. I ask for everyone, that everyone be free. Everyone know who they are. Everyone have a good time. Everyone feel the joy and creative bliss and being right here, right now, that all of us had as children, and loving that and celebrating it and being free and everyone quitting their day job. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
And each and every person in this connection right now is receiving that from you, my dear one. Each person is accelerating in this possibility as this energy is moving through your body. Are you aware of what you are doing right now?
Not completely, but I'm feeling a seed planted that is sort of an opening and blossoming that will occur, not only for myself, but for everyone.
For each and every person in this reality, there is an acceleration occurring right now. In each and every person, this ignition is occurring. So if your physical body is sitting in this energy, my dear, and making this opportunity experience itself in this connected field of energy that we are creating together, your body is giving that energy out to others. We are giving that out right here, right now. Do you understand?
I do understand, and I would like to hear what the Ascended Masters desire to see happen here on Earth for each living being.
What I would say to your question, my dear, is that all beings are accelerating in power. All the beings in this reality are needing to support each other in this power. You believe in the ideas that you were giving to us here. And so, therefore, they are given to this reality. But your father figure or your mother figure, perhaps, were not as enticed by those particular beliefs as many on this conversation are understanding in their lives also. Their family figures, perhaps, were not as excited about these beliefs. And so what we are needing to do right here, right now, is to understand how to give energy to those who are not in a, shall we say, consciousness in the same manner that we are right now. So when we find a purpose that is giving energy to this reality, it gives us the idea that perhaps it is easier to say, I want to help my family. I want to give help to this one here. I want to notice what to do with that woman in my neighborhood who is hurting right now. I want to have something to do with my family that would be helpful to them right now. And in that process of bringing energy to another person, we have decided now to give a connection that will allow these new frequencies to come through to that person also. So if a helping hand is what is necessary at times, we will feel more powerful in that connection to another. We will feel like they have enough energy now, perhaps, to give energy to another person also. And that will continue to connect this energy that wants to come through for us right now. It will make it simpler for each person to have this energy if in some form we are giving support to each other. Now, if you are feeling like you want to help a lot of people at one time, then perhaps to connect in these kinds of situations is most appropriate for you. As we are seeing with your show, Iris, you have given energy to a lot of people in this process of connecting in this manner. And there will be numerous beings that want to have this kind of service offered from their bodies. And in this service, new energies are available that will ignite to numerous beings the possibilities that are opening right now. If you want to help a lot of people at one time, there is also the option of in your meditation saying, I want to share this power with all of the people that are wanting to receive it right now. and it will move through your body in a very powerful way. And in the process of aligning these energies through you, say to yourself, I want to give excitement to this reality. And it will move our feelings into a state of creative force as we have not felt before. We will have new excitement coming to us. New choices will happen in our lives because we have decided to give this service as you have done yourself, Iris. You have been very excited in the process of sharing all of this energy with others. So there will be new support systems that happen because people will be giving energy to each other in this manner. Because we are new in these powers, we are all figuring out what to do with them. We have fulfilled our obligations to our past karma in this reality, my dear. So now is the time for new possibilities to open up for each individual. New times are ahead. New ways of being together are opening up. New support systems are here for us to celebrate in these connections. So if you are wanting to have enjoyable experiences, then give that to your body in this connection today. Decide that for yourself. And the beings in this reality will give each other that power, as we are all connected in this energy. Each one will have something to share that is very, very exciting, and something very powerful will move through those beings that want to share excitement. You will leave the situations that have been difficult for you. You will leave out the difficulties in your lives. And you will open into new experiences that are far more exciting than what was going on before.
Yee-haw!
Yes, dear one, because so much is accelerating right now. The beings in this reality that are in excitement will feel new entirely in their beingness. They will see new things occurring around them. And people will walk up to you in the grocery store and say, my goodness, I want to play with you. You are a powerful lady and new things are available here right now. So what do you think of all of that, Iris?
I say, yay, God. And let's do it. I want everyone, most of all, to be happy, to be in love with life, to have fun, and to be free. And not only all life streams, not only all humanity, but every life form. And I wanted to ask you something, Kuan Yin. I have heard before that you and Mother Mary, while children are sleeping, that are in a less than perfect environment where they're maybe abused or neglected, that you and Mother Mary and others go and hold them on the inner, hold them and comfort them.
Well, what do you think is going on inside of you right now, my dear?
What is going on inside of me? What is going on inside of me?
Yes, right now, as we are speaking.
Wanting every child and every living being to really receive and know and feel that motherly, fatherly love that comes from Source, and express that not only to our children, but to all around us, to all life. Like, I want the opposite of what I saw with that lady and her dog the other day.
And what do you think goes on when you request, as you just did, this opportunity to occur in this reality?
I think the entire ascended masters the angelic beings, the great cosmic beings, get busy.
What do you think goes on in their homes, yes, to create this opportunity into this reality?
Wait, I didn't understand that.
What do you think an ascended master is doing with your request, my dear one?
Calling all activities of the sacred fire to fulfill my request with divine substance from the ascended master's octave.
And what are you doing right here, right now, in this ignition in your body as you are accelerating in connection?
I am accepting it as, you know, for myself, because that's what I want on the planet, and as a surrogate for everyone that hasn't been a spoiled brat enough to ask for that.
You are creating it, my dear. You are accelerating it into this reality in the same manner that I am accelerating it. We are creating it together. You
yeah.
are a part of this ignition as I am a part of this ignition. You understand?
I understand perfectly, and I want to say that we're almost out of time, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved Laura, and I want to ask a few questions about how people can reach you. If you do you do private sessions with people?
We do sessions in private. We also do teleconference classes or in our website, all of the information, yes?
Well, I wanted to say that do you do private phone readings with people?
We are also available for this, yes, and we have a retreat in Hawaii coming up in the next few weeks, yes? And all of that is available to anyone who wants to find out about us on our website, my dear, because I am not able to remember the phone numbers too well, my
dear. Okay, all right. Well, we'll go back to Laura before the very end, but I wanted to just say to you, I hope you will come back. I thank you with all my heart. I receive into my heart and every part of my being, everything that you are transmitting, and I thank you for your selfless, loving service for eons of time. I thank you for what you're doing through Laura and through all of us who are being conduits for your service, and I hope you'll come back. Can we do this again?
Indeed, my dear. We are always available. In that kind of energy.
I am so glad. I am so glad. And I am so delighted for the excitement and joy of living that you're bringing back to people. And I wanted to make one more request. I know we're just about out of time, but I wanted to say that what I would like is that everyone who's been living something that's a drama, that's a falseness, that's less than a happy reality, I just call forth the excitement of their true estate and their true worth and their true mission fulfilled, and the excitement and joy of giving service as a beloved Laura is giving service with your assistance, beloved Kuan Yin. That is what I'm
very, very grateful for your service, my dear, as we are all in connection at this time, all accelerating in this experience of connection. So all of us are creating this excitement together. We are very, very excited to be sharing with you and your family and your friends and your listeners. We are all here together, my dear one, to accelerate whatever is exciting for this reality. So tonight, in each person's life, there is a difference because of what we have created together today. Each person is giving this energy out to others. And that is what is exciting, yes?
It is, and I thank you with all my heart, and I have about 40 seconds, so I want to get Laura back, and I hope you will come back, and I love you and thank you with all my heart, beloved Kuan Yin.
Okay, I'm jumping back in, Iris.
Okay, Laura, tell people how they can reach
you,
and I just thank you with all my heart for doing this.
You are welcome. And I just want to mention our website again. It's kuanyincenter.org. kuanyincenter.org. We've got a new teleconference series coming up in February. We've got a retreat in the Big Island in March, and we have a lot of ongoing things. So please check us out, and Kuan Yin offers tremendous support in our teleconferences.
Do you have any DVDs where you're bringing Kuan Yin through?
We don't have DVDs. There are there will be some things posted on our website that are activations also.
Oh, great. Well, I want DVDs. I was going to offer to give, you know, our first emailer some DVDs, but we have to go. We're going to be cut off. Thank you with all my heart. Please come back, Laura.
Thank you
for listening. God bless you, and may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. And please join us next Monday for Patricia Diane Cota Robles. And thank you with all my heart.
Thank you, Iris. Good night.
Thank you.